Alistair Cook, The Essential Letters from America, the 1970s. The 1960s had been a turbulent period in the life of America, a decade that Alistair Cook personally hated. Assassinations, civil unrest, the unpopular Vietnam War, and the rise of a youthful counterculture had produced a divided society. The two great issues of those years, black civil rights and the anti-war movement, polarized America even further and dominated the political scene. Authority everywhere seemed under attack, and the conservative backlash was often extreme. At the end of that decade, Cook might have been looking forward to a quieter life. He was now well into his 60s, an institution on BBC radio and a familiar face on American television. But as the 1970s began, his life was to change significantly. In the UK, BBC Television had had a major critical success with its series Civilization, presented by Kenneth Clark, and was looking at a similar idea, a high-profile 13-part series on the history of America. Cook was the ideal choice as writer-presenter, and the ambitiousness of the project appealed to him. With the book deal and co-sponsorship from Time Life, it became apparent that he would also make some serious money from the enterprise. This security enabled him to think about ending his long association with The Guardian. In future, Letter from America was to be the cornerstone of his week, and he would fit his television commitments around it. Filming for America, A Personal History began in early 1970 and continued for the next 2 years. Cook worked with four directors and numerous film crews, crisscrossing the continent, writing scripts overnight in dusty motels, adapting to the weather.